And welcome to the Right Kind of Book Talk. I'm Stacey, I'm your host. I'm really excited to be here. I cannot believe it's already November. I already have most of my Christmas tree decorations up. I just have a few more coming. And I actually ordered some bookish ones this year, so I'm really excited for those to arrive. Yes, I'm a nightmare. I get it. Whatever, I don't care. So this is my 10 before the end. The 10 books that I'd like to finish before the end of 2021. So it's something I like to do every year. The last 3 years, I haven't managed to stick to it because I'm a nightmare for picking up other books. But this year, I thought I would clear off 10 NetGalley ops that I would like to finish up before the end of the year. So to start with, I'm not including any of the NetGalley advanced listener copies that I have. I'm not including any of the books from my influencer programs. This is literally just Kindle books. And for anybody that's wondering, I use a Kindle Paperwhite. Don't ask me why, it's just the one I prefer. I think it might even have been on sale. I think that might have been why I bought it. Yeah, that sounds more logical. So, without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to book one on my list. So the first book is The Lake of Lost Girls by Katherine Green. This book is actually out today, and I literally finished it last night. It was good. It was so good. So what happens is a girl goes missing from her university campus, and her sister wants to find out exactly what happened to her. So she goes to the university to figure out what happened. And the whole book has this like really suspenseful air to it. And a lot of it is done with podcast clips, which really adds this really excellent depth to the story. I was drawn right in. I loved it. It was so good. It was probably one of the best thrillers that I've read this year. So if you like thrillers, this one may be a really good one for you to go and get today. Give it a shot. I really enjoyed it. Okay, so book two is The Sunflower House by Adriana Allegri. It's due out November 12. I started this one this morning. So it's about a girl, and she works in a bookshop. This is during the Second World War. It basically covers when the Nazis had the factories and they were trying to breed kids to be the perfect Aryan race. And it's all about the girl from the factory and the things that she does to thwart them and stuff. I've seen this book a lot on Bookstagram, and I wasn't going to read it, but because of the buzz that was surrounding it, and a lot of the reviews were really, really good, I requested it in the hopes that I would get it, and I did, which is why this one got added in at the last minute. So I'm really excited to hopefully finish it maybe tomorrow. But yeah, so far so good. Really good. Next book is actually, I may have told a little lie, because I actually got a physical copy of this book as well. It's called The Cabinet of Curiosities by Aaron Mankey. This one is also due out November 12th. I'm part of an influencer program, and they sent me the paperback after I'd already got the Kindle copy. And that happens sometimes with these programs, that I'll get the same book in different formats. I don't mind it, because this way the paperback copy that I have will stay pristine, and I can put it on my shelf. It's just going to be all pretty over there. Anyway, so this book is basically from the podcast of the same name, The Cabinet of Curiosities. I'd actually never heard of the podcast, which is funny, because this podcast was right up my alley. It's like funky, weird, and unusual stories throughout history. It's told with the tone of the whole podcast is fantastic. So I'm really excited to get to the book. I don't know. It's one of those books where I'm hoping it lives up to the hype, because I've seen this book on BookTok recently, and some people loved it and some people didn't. So I hate that, but I really did enjoy the podcast. So I'm hoping that's the deciding factor there, because I did enjoy the podcast. I guess we'll see. So the next book is actually the second book in a series. I read book one and I was absolutely drawn in. This book, it took my soul, and I could not stop reading it. And I was so glad when they sent me a copy of this book. I also have an ALC of this one, but I made the decision to read it instead of choosing the ALC. I will listen to the ALC, because I always do, but I picked the Kindle copy. It's called The Mirror by Nora Roberts. It's due out on November 19th. It's it's quite a phenomenal series. So what happens is this woman, she inherits a house, a mansion, and she has to move into it and live there. That's one of the stipulations for her to have it, is that she has to move in, which she does, but she has no clue that it's haunted. And what happens is this mirror appears and she goes into it and she sees a bride get murdered on her wedding night. And it basically sets off this whole chain of events with a curse. So new brides die in the house. And oh my God, I couldn't with this book. So like when I realized it was a series, I didn't know it was a series when I first started book one. Like I hate that. If I don't know it's a series, I can't prepare myself for a cliffhanger. But yeah, and I don't read a lot of Nora Roberts books, but this book made me a believer. Like I know she brings out like two, three books a year. I don't even know where she finds the time to write these things. But now anything of hers that comes at me, I'm thumbing through. I have to. She's delicious. Her work is delicious. But this series is called the Lost Bride series. And if you haven't tried it yet, you have to. Give it a shot. Seriously, book one's already out. Give it a shot. So the next book, I actually picked it on NetGalley purely because I'm in a group chat with other women and they keep going on about the author, Phoebe McLeod. Now, I've never heard of her. I've never read any of her books. But I saw this one was available on NetGalley and I was like, yeah, okay, I'll give it a shot. So it's called The Do-Over. It's due out November 28th. It's basically about a woman. She's very career-minded. She's focused all her life on her job. And she kind of has this epiphany where she's trying to decide if her career is worth the life that she's given up. And when a senior partner dies at her work, she has to look at her life and think, would anyone care if she died tomorrow? And that really hit me because thinking about the logic in our real life, this kind of hit home for me because I'm getting on in years now. And you wonder, like, have you lived your life? So this book really resonated with me too. So I thought this was a really good one to start with for this author. But yeah, I'm really excited to get to it. So the next book is called The Secret of the Three Fates by Jess Armstrong. It's due out December 3rd. This is also a series. It's the next installment in the Ruby Vaughan mystery series. One was The Curse of Penrith Hall. It was good. I quite enjoyed it. It was good. So this one is basically, it's a seance is being held for Mr. Owens so he can speak to his dead son. I think he may have died in the war. A trio of mediums comes to help Mr. Owens contact his son. And then one of the mediums actually ends up dead. Now Ruby and Mr. Owens, Ruby is obviously, become prime suspects. And it's up to Ruby to clear both of their names. So the first book in this series was quite a good book. I wasn't sure if I wanted to read the next book in the installment, but one of my friends on Bookstagram was just like, dude, it's phenomenal. You have to. So I'm like, all right, fine, I'll give it a shot. But I do like a good mystery, and I'm hoping now that the author has got her, you know, her juices flowing, that maybe this book really will take it a step forward. I'm quite excited. So the next book is Not In My Book by Casey Holt. That one's due out December 10th. So this is your classic Sunshine. Love those. In books, in real life, it's not that much fun. Just so you know, when you're the sunshine, being in a grumpy relationship is not good. It's not fun. Don't do it. So anyway, Rosie is a romance writer and Aiden is a literary fiction writer. So during a workshop, their bickering really gets to everyone's, like, gets right on their nerves. So the teacher has decided for them to stay in the workshop. They have to write a book together. They have to blend their genres. Go wrong. I'm so excited. This is gonna be perfection. I love books like this where they have to try and work together. Oh god, this is gonna be epic. Please be as good as it sounds. So the next book is Booked for Murder by PJ Nelson. It's due out December 10th. Again, I got a paperback version of this one as well as the Kindle version through my influencer program. I know I'm really weird. I know this, but I kind of feel less let down if I read the Kindle version of a book and I don't like it, then if I read the paperback, I feel like, I don't know, I feel really bad. I don't know why. It's no different. The story is exactly the same, but I feel less sad if I've read a book on Kindle and I didn't enjoy it than I would have paperback. It's just how my brain works. I don't know why. So I think that's another reason that I tend to read the Kindle versions over the paperback. It's not really a readability issue. It's just, I don't know, I'm a weirdo. What do you want from me? So this book is about Madeline. She returns home to the small town after her aunt dies and leaves her the bookshop. Bearing in mind, she hasn't been home at all. She went to school and she never came back. But since being back and taking over the bookstore, people, like, something is happening. Like, someone has threatened to burn down the bookstore. if she doesn't leave. But she doesn't want to back down from that. So she keeps going. But things get worse when someone gets murdered in the bookstore. And obviously, she's a prime suspect. This feels like a cozy mystery. This is all I really know about this book because I just got it. But it feels very cozy mystery to me. And I love books like that. And it's in a bookstore. Like, how can you not love that? It's in a bookstore. I'm already sold. It's already a 5-star. I can feel it. Okay. So book number 9 is The Kennedy Girl by Julia Bryan Thomas. And this one is due out early January. Like, I actually did a pretty good job of clearing off a lot of my Kindle arcs. And my last two books are actually due out the very, like, beginning of January. So that's good. This book is based in the 1960s. And it's about a girl called Mia. And she works in a bakery. And she is offered the chance to model in Paris. Who's going to give that up? She goes for it. So she packs her bags and she travels to France. What she wasn't expecting when she turns up, wrapped up in a Cold War through the very fashion house that she's gone there to model for. Now, this one, I loved the kind of like the espionage-y feel of a model becoming like a secret spy or whatever. It's I've read a few books like that recently and I really got a kick out of it. I love like the idea of women doing the things that men would normally be doing. And from what I understand about this book, it really sold well to people who love historical fiction. So I'm here for that. I'm here for it. I'm very excited. I came very close to bumping it up my pile a while ago, but it didn't because I asked up a publication date and I have to this year. I have to stick to it. I have to. Because I'm a bad girl most years. Stick to it. I'm going to. Okay. So the last book on my list is one I'm really excited to get to. Oh! Okay. So I'm a big Grady Hendrix fan. And he has a book coming out called Witchcraft for Wayward Girls. And it's coming out early January. I was so excited when I got an advance reader copy of this one. Because sometimes I don't go for the bigger authors because I always feel like if I get declined, I'm just going to hurt my feelings and then I might not buy the book. Okay, it does hurt my feelings and I don't buy the book. So I don't tend to put myself out there too much for stuff like that. And I really love his work. So I decided that I was going to give it a shot anyway, just in case, because I already had it on pre-order, so it didn't matter. So this book is about a home for girls with no morals. So this is basically a place where they put pregnant teens. So Fern turns up at the house and it's 1970 and she's only 15 and she's obviously pregnant. Not all the girls, they're young and they're all pregnant. But things take a really unexpected turn when the librarian gives Fern a book on the occult. Why would you give a 15-year-old a book on the occult? I don't know, I'm excited. But these things are never given freely and there's always a payment expected and it's usually in blood. God, yes, yes, yes. Even if you don't read a lot of books in the genre, Grady Hendrix is one that you really should think about having a try of. Oh, it's just delicious. The books are powerfully written, they're fast paced, and they will draw you right in. And you just, God, I cannot wait. I can't wait. I literally squealed when I got this book. Because I am a loser, but I scrolled really loud. I was so happy when I got the email. I was like, ooh. But out of all those 10 books, are there any there that you would think about pre-ordering for yourself? Do any of these books like sounds like something you might enjoy? So tell me, what are your 10 before the end books? I'm always looking to add new books to my TBR pile because I'm a masochist and that's what readers do that already have more books than they can read in 10 lifetimes is you ask for other books to read. But this is me signing off. I really hope you've enjoyed my little show. I will have more podcast episodes coming at you November 12th. I'm really excited for those to air. I hope you will subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/@therightkindofbooktalk. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. This podcast will be airing on anywhere that I can find that has podcasts to load onto. I guess I'll figure that out soon. I'll let you guys know. thanks for tuning in. And this is Stacey Wright at The Right Kind of Talk, wishing you a good and happy.
And that's a wrap.